Today, especially in Southern California, we place a big emphasis on appearances. In other words, how everything looks. We're not only concerned with how we look, our bodies, what kind of cars we drive, how we dress, and where we live. Yes, especially in La La Land, image is everything. People put on the front, but deep down, they're not like that at all. We stop and think about it. We can't go by appearances. Our appearances only go so far. Once, there was a great castle that stood in a high elevation. This castle overlooked beautiful woods and lakes. It dominated the surrounding countryside. Though it had been lived in for years, it seemed in perfect shape. Not a stone was missing. All of its walls and turrets and towers and buttresses were intact. It looked absolutely perfect from the outside. But inside the castle, things were different. Inside the palace was in shambles. There were heaps of fallen masonry, broken glass, and plaster everywhere. The main roof was missing, like most of the ceilings and floors. The big fireplaces were cold, and they were empty. And of course, there wasn't a stick of furniture to be found anywhere. It turned out that the building was a little more than a shell. A perfect shell that hid a rotten interior. All this proves how deceptive appearances can be. So it was for the scribes and Pharisees that we hear about in the gospel today. On the outside, they appear to be good and holy people. But on the inside, they are anything but. This is a danger that lies within all of us. For each one of ourselves has two personas. The public persona, the outer self, and the inner self, which is who we are inside. It's like a nut. The outer self is a shell, and the inner self is a kernel. Too often, nuts with large and attractive outer shells are empty inside. There is nothing to be found. We see this in the actor Matthew Perry's death this past week. Outside, he was handsome and popular. But inside, he struggled with loneliness and depression. A loneliness and depression that he hid with alcohol and drugs. Why do we humans feel the need to pretend to impress others? The truth is that many of us get our self-worth from other people. Despite what we say, we care deeply what others think of us. So many of us will do anything to get approval. We need to feel accepted. We need to have status. And to do this, sometimes you promote the outer self at the expense of the inner self. But outward appearance is meaningless without inner substance and inner peace. The outside is worthless if there is anything inside. No, we can't achieve happiness or holiness as long as we pretend. As long as we pretend to be what we're not. The moment we try to pretend what we're not, we become unreal. In other words, a fictitious personality. Many religious people aren't saints because they never succeed in being themselves. When people concentrate on inner goodness, they never have to talk about it or even want to. Deep down inside, they know they have something. something that no one can take from them. These people have what we call self-esteem and self-respect. The person of Christ Jesus was able to see behind appearances. He was able to see the inner person. And when he saw the scribes and Pharisees, all he saw was the pious and religious exterior. Beneath the pomp and show, the scribes and Pharisees were hollow inside. On the other hand, Jesus was also able to see the genuine person. That whole dumb and stupid Simon Peter was at times, Jesus was able to put up with him. He put up with Simon Peter because Peter's heart was good. His heart was sound. So our lesson today is that we need to be true to ourselves, that we can't be people who we aren't, that we need to have integrity, personal integrity. Our greatest task as humans is to make the inside match the outside. In other words, to make peace between our inner and outer selves. The greatest among you must be called servant. Whoever exalts themselves shall be humble. And whoever humbles themselves shall be exalted.